السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ممن كذب على الله وكذب بصدقه إذ جاء أليس في جهنم مثوى للكافرين.
الرحيم
جاء بالصدق وصدق به أولئك هم المتقون.
الرحمن الرحيم
يشاءون عند ربهم ذلك جزاء المحسنين ليكفر الله عنهم أسوأ الذي عملوا ويجزيهم أجرهم بأحسن الذي كانوا يعملون. أليس الله بكاف عبدا ويخوفونك بالذين من دونه ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد ومن يهد الله فما له من مضل أليس الله بعزيز بانتقام.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضور سیز دیٹ دیز ورسز وچ آئی ہیو جسٹ ریسائٹڈ دے آر فرام سورہ زمر فرام 38 ٹو دی فالوئنگ ورسز. حضور سیز آئی ریڈ آؤٹ دی ٹرانسلیشن آف دیز ورسز. That who could be more aggressor than that who denies, who attributes wrong to Allah and rejects this truth when it comes to that, is not the hell abode of those who are the liars. And those person who bring the truth and then endorses it, these are the people who are the righteous people. In the presence of Allah, there is the reward which they would like, and this is the reward of those who beautify their actions, so that whatever wrong they have done, Allah Almighty may take away the ill effects of that and reward them according to the best of their deeds and their doings. Is not Allah sufficient for a servant? And the one who is declared misguided by Allah, then there is no one to guide him. And whosoever is guided by Allah, and there is no one who can mislead him. And is Allah Almighty not with the supreme, most powerful, and with full supremacy, and very severe in punishment as well? Huzur says that in these verses, the first point mentioned is from where the subject has started, and Allah Almighty says that there are two types of people who can be called zalim, who are the wrongdoers, and they actually do injustice to themselves and do the things which end up in their destruction. There are those people who attribute falsehood to Allah Almighty, and they claim to be from God Almighty in a false way. And the second category is of those people those are the people who deny the truth. First, those people who attribute wrong things to Allah Almighty, and secondly, those people who reject the true prophets who come from Allah Almighty. They deny and reject all those prophets whenever they come to them. And that is to say that when Allah Almighty sends these prophets with his message, when the prophet they make their advent, then there are people who reject them and deny them, reject their message and deny them. And they say to them that you are liars and you are not from Allah, not from God. This subject has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in other places as well. In Surah An-Kabut, it is mentioned in the verse 69, Allah Almighty says, وَمَنْ أَزْلَمْ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَىٰ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُ. And whosoever attributes wrong to Allah, who could be more wrongdoer than that person? Or that person who rejects the truth when it comes to him? Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, that this rejection, there is a limit to that. Denial, there is a limit to that. And those people who deny, they always end up in destruction. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ افْتَرَىٰ. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about him, he just mentioned that if you attribute any lie, then we will cut the jugular vein. And also said, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَىٰ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ, that somebody having belief in Allah Almighty, how can anybody have the courage to go for the attributing falsehood to Allah Almighty or to deny the truth? And regarding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Almighty has mentioned that these people who reject the truth, we are going to cut the jugular vein of these people, and they are going to be destroyed, and they are going to be doomed. Whosoever is attributing lie to Allah Almighty, he would be disgraced and annihilated. And those people who have believed in these things, the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, then how can these people ever dare to attribute any lie to Allah Almighty? And he says that in the ordinary government, if there is a person who becomes a false peon, then he is also punished and he is put into the jail behind bars. So is it this is the situation of the mighty kingdom of Allah Almighty, that somebody who makes a false claim of being from God Almighty and he is not captured and he is rather supported? So if that is the case, then this will be spreading the atheism. And in all the books of Allah, it is mentioned that a fabricator, a liar, is always destroyed. And those people who allege the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, oppose him, their reply is also given in this one. That if a person becomes a peon and he attributes a wrong thing towards any officer and tells a lie, and if he is caught, then he is always punished. So is it possible that a person who attributes wrong things to Allah Almighty, or if there is somebody who says that I am from Allah, and then he attributes something to Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty does not have this much power to capture this person and to punish him? So this is what Allah Almighty has mentioned. Who could be more in wrongdoing who attributes falsehood to Allah Almighty? So it is impossible that when the prophets they say something with reference to Allah Almighty, they should ever be wrongdoers to themselves and attributing false things to Allah. And whatever they are attributing to Allah Almighty wrongly, then Allah Almighty should not be punishing those people. So Allah Almighty has mentioned in various places in the Holy Quran this statement from Allah Almighty that is the proof of the fact that this is a fundamental and a matter of principle, that whosoever is going to attribute lie to Allah Almighty, then he will always be penalized by God. And not only this much, but those people who deny the truth, those people, the second group, they will also be penalized and punished by God Almighty, because they are disobeying a true prophet of Allah. So two types of people have been mentioned. Firstly, those people who attribute lies to Allah Almighty and fabricate in the name of Allah. And then those people who come from Allah Almighty, those people who reject, then Allah Almighty catches these people and captures these people and punishes them. So both the people are going to be under the punishment of Allah. So those people who deny the prophets of Allah, when they say that this man has fabricated something from their own, and Allah Almighty has not given him with the status of prophethood, then Allah Almighty says that those people who fabricate lies to Allah Almighty, we are going to catch hold of that man. And whatever the indications and the proofs for the truth of a prophet are shown, so you have to try to believe in that one by looking at those signs. The prophethood always comes with its glaring proofs. And the support of Allah and His succor is always along with that claimant. And every day, a very glaring sign, bright signs are shown in favor of that man. So those people who are the deniers of the truth, this is a very strong argument which has been given to them. If they have any wisdom, they should learn a lesson from it. These allegations, they were put upon those prophets before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also regarding the holy personage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were put upon him. And the same type of allegations are nowadays being put upon the Holy Promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam. In the previous verses of Surah Zumar, which I have quoted, Allah Almighty has mentioned that the teaching of the Holy Quran is all comprehensive. And Allah Almighty has declared that after this comprehensive teaching, there is no reason why the people should object to it, because Holy Quran in itself is a great proof of its truth. Every verse and every word in it is a great miracle of Allah. And Allah Almighty has advised the disbelievers to believe in it. But despite that fact, they rejected that, rejected the Holy Quran. And finally a time came that Allah Almighty warned them regarding a severe punishment. And then these people, they accepted the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Almighty says that when you deny those who have been sent by me, that in this life and also or maybe in the life to come, you are going to be under my punishment. So the wisdom requires that you should leave this rigidness. And in the next verse it is mentioned that Allah Almighty, and the indication of the fear of Allah in your heart is this, that somebody who has come with a message from God, then you have to simply accept that person, because this is something which is going to give you success and going to increase you in your faith. And this is a proof of the truthfulness of a prophet, that Allah Almighty gives more and more successes to those who accept them. In Surah Yunus, Allah Almighty says, فَمَنْ نَزْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. So Allah Almighty says that those who attribute lies to Allah Almighty, or they deny the signs of Allah Almighty, who could be more wrongdoer than this person? Certainly these wrongdoers cannot succeed. Both types of mujrim, the criminals, cannot succeed. Those who attribute and allege certain things to God Almighty, and nor those people who deny the truth of a true prophet. So that makes it very clear that there are two types of people who cannot escape the punishment from Allah. As I said, there are those people who make a wrong claim of being from God, or attributing a wrong claim to Allah Almighty. And secondly, those people, those who oppose and fight with those people who bring the message from Allah Almighty, that is the messengers. And this is something which every intelligent person can easily understand. That is why there was a man from the people of Pharaoh who said, in yako kaziban fa alayhi kazibuhu wa in yako sadikan yusibkum bazul lazi yaidukum. That if he is a liar, then the penalty of that falsehood will be upon him. And if he is a true person, and then some of the warnings and the prophecies made by him would be fulfilled in your case. So it is a point worth considering and pondering for those Muslims who, according to the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they do not believe the promised Messiah who has come. The Muslims, they have such a comprehensive and well-protected book. The promise of its protection and security has been mentioned by Allah, taken by Allah, given by Allah. And even according to the opponents, there is no sort of interpolation or change in this book. For the last 1400 years, it is intact the same as it was in the beginning. So all these things, Allah Almighty has put them together in the Holy Quran, and He has warned the Muslims in this way, that these are not the stories of the old. These are not the old fables. Rather, so you should be mindful that your state should not be like the previous people. Allah says, La yuflehul mujrimun, that those who are criminals, they never succeed. So Allah Almighty has made it very clear that maybe that there are some false claimant, but those people cannot succeed in their mission. And what is the standard of success? And that standard is that they won't be able to propagate the message of their advent as given to them. Although they may have some small community, they may accumulate some wealth. All this is possible. But the one who comes as a claimant from Allah Almighty, he comes with a spiritual purpose and objective. The prophets, whenever they come, either they brought a new law, new Sharia, so that they should bring about a spiritual revolution in the world and bring the man closer to God Almighty, their Creator, or they came to revive the old teachings, so that those people who had gone astray according to that teaching, which the law-bearing prophet brought, they should bring back these people to the right path. So this is the basic standard of those people who come from Allah Almighty. If somebody makes a claim that I am from God, but these two objectives are not achieved, so then he is attributing a lie to Allah Almighty. If he is not creating a spiritual revolution in people, and if he is not bringing the people closer to God Almighty, and he is not guiding them to this path and not creating a revolution among them, then he is a liar. He is a false claimant. And in this age and time, those people who claim attribute falsehood to the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, they should think over these standards. They should see that did he create innovations in Sharia, or he made certain additions in the Sharia or changes? Or opposed to that one, did he ask his followers to always come under the teaching of the Holy Quran? You read his books, always you will find that come under the teaching of the Holy Quran and follow that. Did he change the number of the prayers, or reduce that, or in any other pillar of faith in Islam? Did he make any change? Or did he, that tradition which have been reported to us from authentic sources, did he make any reduction in that or change in that one? Or opposed to that one, he presented all these things in a beautiful way, very charming way. And if you just look around, you can see that he is the one who has presented the beautiful teachings of Islam after making it very shiny and beautiful. He came to re-establish the supremacy of this divine book of Allah, the Holy Quran. And he came according to the prophecies of the promise of Allah Almighty. And it is also worth saying that is it the case that his community is spreading, or is it steady, or it spread once and then it stopped? Not only the members of the families, but rather families upon families, and people, groups of people, after other groups of people in various countries. They are joining the community, and we see that on the other side, we see that those people who are alleging against the promised Messiah, how many of them are there who are strictly following teaching of the Holy Quran, and they are discussing the subject of abrogation in the verses of the Holy Quran, and in matters of Sharia, some very petty issues. They are just discussing those things, and they are rejecting certain commands, and they have certain innovations in their religion which has got nothing to do with the teachings of Islam. Now you go to Pakistan or India or other countries like that, people are, you know, offerings on the graves. They are going to the peers who never ever offer the prayers. They go to them and supplicate from them. They beg from them. They beg from the graves. So all these things, were they present in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? These are the people who have actually started these innovations in Islam. Then we see that a claimant stood up, Baha'u'llah, of being from God. He claimed and his truth cannot be established because there was not the divine sport with him at no occasion, nowhere in his life we see that he did not present any shiny sign, glaring sign. And the most importantly, the Sharia of Islam, which had to remain for all the time, he tried to make it defective. And although some large number of people did follow him, but his popularity and his acceptance as compared with the popularity of the Quran and the Sharia of Islam, it cannot be compared at all. But rather, those people who believe in the Sharia of Baha'u'llah, there are only very few here and there. They do not have any standing. And the Holy Quran, on the other side, even today, although there are some people, who are, according to well-considered plan and conspiracy, they are trying to defame and they are trying to mock at it. But the Holy Quran is spreading. The teaching is spreading. And through Jamaat Ahmadiyya, hundreds of thousands of people, and the people are coming under the teaching of the Holy Quran, and they are securing their salvation. So Allah Almighty says that these people cannot be accumulating the worldly wealth, or to have some people following is not really the success. But as when you look at the teaching of the Holy Quran, which has spread thousands of times more than that, that is actually the proof of the success. And the prophets and those who are sent by Allah for this very purpose, they always come with the very glaring signs, and the support of heaven and earth is with them. And these are the people who are actually taking the mankind, with the help of Allah, they are taking the people to their Creator. And this very argument is the one which supports the claim of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, in this age. So therefore, those people who want to connect Ahmadis with the Baha'is, this thing is being mentioned here and there, they should also have some wisdom to think over it. According to the standard given by God Almighty, they should see that whether both the things are the same. And after telling this, that the one who brings the truth, he is always accompanied by glaring signs and the support of Allah Almighty, he always comes with in that form. And he never ever attributes anything wrong to Allah, and he is actually from God Almighty. And these three verses which I mentioned, this very subject is mentioned in that one, that who could be more wrongdoer than that person who attributes false things to Allah, and then who could be more in wrongdoing who does not accept those who are sent by God Almighty? Who could be more unjust than that person? Allah Almighty mentioned in those verses that those people who do not accept, they deny the truth. In the second verse it is mentioned they are denying the truth. And in the third verse it is mentioned they are rejecting the signs of Allah. So the one who comes from Allah Almighty, he is always true in his claim and his statement, and that it is from God Almighty. And the message that he brings, that is true, and that is from a true message from Allah Almighty. And it makes it, evidently it makes it very clear that it's a message from God. And that message is always accompanied by the signs and the miracles from Allah Almighty. In the next verse, Allah Almighty says, out of those which I recited in the beginning. Then Allah Almighty says that that this one who is supported by Allah and those people who follow, believe in Him and follow Him, they are going to get everything from their from Allah Almighty, whatever they may desire. They will have the contentment of heart and satisfaction of heart, and the desire to do, perform good deeds will be there. And this statement that they will have whatever they would like, it doesn't mean that they would be asking for the things of this mortal life, and they will be provided to them. But first of all, by mentioning Taqwa, Allah Almighty has made it clear that they would always like to have the pleasure of Allah Almighty. That would be the most important thing. And then Allah Almighty will give them the other rewards and blessings, and their desires will also be fulfilled according to the will of Allah. And regarding these people, Allah Almighty says that نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, that we are in this life, we will be your friends, and also in the life to come, we will be your friends. And this will be because Allah Almighty always rewards those people who do good. Those who perform good deeds, they are always rewarded by Allah Almighty. And they are given the paradise in this life and the life to come. Those who with steadfastness, they always perform good deeds. And they are firmly rooted in righteousness and piety. And they have a relationship of fidelity with God Almighty. And this point has been further explained in the next verse, that because they believe in the one who has been sent by God, they are following the paths of righteousness and trying to do so. And because they are trying to perform good deeds, such deeds which are in the sight of Allah, which are not desirable, but because of human weaknesses some people commit those, then Allah Almighty is going to remove the ill effects of those things, because previously they have been working to become righteous if their intention is right. Allah Almighty, how merciful and gracious Allah Almighty is, human being is Allah Almighty for His servants, for the people. He says that the punishment of sin is equal to the sin, but the reward of the virtue is 10 times more. So, except in that case when a person with great audacity, if he becomes very bold in committing sins, actually the reward of the good deeds, it leaves that penalty far behind. And all the ill effects of that human shortcoming and weakness, they are all removed from that person. And according to the best of their deeds, they are rewarded. In this life, in this world, by remaining always mindful of performing good deeds, they are always trying to make this life as a life of paradise. And in the life to come, they are going to inherit the paradise. So, by believing in those people who come from God Almighty and those people who come from Allah Almighty, then receiving the satisfaction of heart and progressing in good deeds is also the standard of the to judge the truth of that person who has been sent by Allah. And in this age, by the grace of Allah, the Ahmadis, they are witness to this effect. And even those who are the newcomers, their satisfaction of heart and their sentiments of hearts, they also are the proof of that. And several letters I receive every day in my mail. And in the next verse, Allah Almighty says, Alaysa Allahu bikafin abdu, is not Allah sufficient for His servant? For further consolation, Allah Almighty says that these people will be alleging and making certain allegations. Which they are the false thing, wrong thing which they are doing themselves. And the end of these people, Allah Almighty says, that the final resting place for these people will be hell. And those people who believe in these messengers of God, then Allah Almighty will overlook their shortcomings and reward them more and more and enable them to perform more and more deeds so that they can advance in paths of righteousness. And here, by saying that is not Allah Almighty sufficient for a servant, Allah Almighty has told the disbelievers that you cannot harm these people who are the believers in this Prophet, because Allah Almighty is their helper. And similarly, He is also the helper of those people who believe in those Prophets. The life of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a proof of the fact that at each moment Allah Almighty helped him, and He gave him all the succor and help. And the life of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and also the lives of the companions, they are proof of that, that he was supported and assisted each and every moment, and also his companions. No doubt some Muslims, they got martyred in the battles, but their loss was much less than the enemies, or the enemies were not able to achieve that objective which they wanted to achieve, and that was to finish Islam. This they couldn't do. And we are seeing till today the opponents, they are objecting to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and on the Holy Quran, they are putting such allegations which are extremely obnoxious. And even today, there are some Muslims among the people, among the Muslims, there is a group of people who, those who are, there are some people who are applying this Sharia, Islamic Sharia, upon them. This is the proof of the fact. This is the proof of the fact that he was sent for people till the end of the time, and his Sharia will remain here permanently. And the efforts and the threats of the opponents of Islam, they did not do any harm in the past, nor they will do in future. Allah Almighty says, I am sufficient to deal with them. And I am always going to protect the believers from the ill effects of their designs. And that's why in this age, this greatest lover of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent in this age, so that with the renewed devotion and excitement, they should try to defend the allegations of the opponents of Islam. I wish that the Muslims should also realize this thing, and they should join in the spiritual army of the promised Messiah, and try to become among those people who are always given the help, the promise that Allah Almighty is going to help them. This should also be made clear here, that when Allah Almighty said, Alasallahu bikafin abdahu, what is the meaning of abd? What is the meaning of servant? Everybody who says, who has come here, is the servant of Allah, has been created by Allah. So what is the real meaning of that? But the real meaning of this abd is that one who actually comes under complete subjugation to the command and the will and the wish of Allah Almighty. Those people who is among those people who say, Nahnu Ansarullah, we are the helpers of Allah. The one who is always dedicated to worship, who is always glorifying Allah Almighty. Those are the people. And those people who have intense and extreme love with Allah Almighty. And those people who have got great sense of pride for honor. These are the people who are the true abd. And that is the true meaning of this word. And the highest standard of that to which no person can reach, that is, nobody can excel that. That is the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for whom Allah Almighty showed these examples of being sufficient for him, that at all the time, throughout his life, he always protected him from the hands of the enemies, that no human being can ever imagine the magnitude of that. And no worldly power could have done that one. At the time of his migration, in the cave, Allah Almighty protected him. He was sufficient to protect him there. And the people who are greed of a prize, and these people, they chased after him. But Allah Almighty was sufficient to protect him. He was also sufficient in battles when he was all alone. And the enemy had the sword in his hand. He woke him up and then asked him that, who can protect you? Then Allah Almighty was sufficient. And the companions also see the same examples in their lives. So this is the proof of the fact that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was true, that Allah Almighty was always, Allah Almighty was sufficient for him, not only for him, but also for his companions, because they were the people who were trying to become the true servants of Allah Almighty. And in their hearts, there was no fear. In their hearts, there was no fear of anybody else, any other enemy. And they became purely for the sake of Allah. And they got the glad tiding of Raziyallahu anhu, that Allah Almighty is pleased with them. And those unfortunate, the opponents, those who were destined to doom, they ended up like that. And Allah Almighty says that the guidance is given only to those who wish to have it. And those who are given guidance by Allah Almighty, nobody can mislead them after that. So for the purpose of attaining guidance, one has to supplicate to Allah Almighty. For the increase of faith, one has to go to God Almighty. And after getting the guidance, after attaining guidance, in order to be steadfast in that one, one always have to submit to Allah Almighty. Those people who get the guidance, then they really show that they have really become true servants according to that meaning which I have explained. And they know it fully well, that this is actually the means of their salvation and their sustenance. And they know that the real supremacy and power is only belongs to Allah. And that is... And those people who try to harm the prophets and their community, they cannot escape the wrath of Allah. And Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty always takes revenge from those people who have the enmity of the Allah's beloved. And sometime it is in the form of punishment in this life or in the life to come. This is something very great in the sight of Allah, that somebody should be opposing and hating the Allah's beloved. And then Allah Almighty shows manifestations of His power in support of His beloved one. And these enemies, they become the source of learning a lesson from their bad end. And as Allah Almighty has mentioned, that these people will not be treated nicely in the hereafter. So these are the signs which Allah Almighty shows in favor of those people, those who come in the from the, Allah Almighty, and those who follow them. And that becomes the proof of the truthfulness of all these people. That it does not only it establishes their truth, but Allah Almighty always protects them from each and every attack of the enemies and gives them the support and shows the sign in their favor. And then He takes such revenge from their enemies that they become a means of attaining some lesson from their bad end. And in the hereafter, then there is a punishment in store for these people. Those who are beloved of Allah Almighty, those who believe in Allah Almighty, and those who act upon the commandments of Allah Almighty, فَدْخُلِ فِي عِبَادِي, they get this glad tiding from Allah Almighty, that you enter into My servants. And those people who are righteous, and they become the recipient of the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And more than anybody else, anything else, and that was the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who attained the highest position among these blessed people. And because of that, he was also sufficient for his servants. And for them as well, Allah Almighty shows the examples of divine support in their favor. From among his servants, the greatest of all that is the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, who was revealed this part of the verse several times, alayhi salallahu bi kafin abdahu. In the very first time, when at the time of the demise of his father, when Allah Almighty told him the information about his demise and he got worried, at that time this was revealed, alayhi salallahu bi kafin abdahu. Is not Allah sufficient for his servant? Allah Almighty said that on one side you claim to be my servant. Not only that much, but I also declare it in a very affectionate way. You know that you are my servant and you love me. And this revelation, alas Allah bi kafin abdahu, that indicates the love of Allah Almighty which he had with the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Almighty himself declared him as abdahu. And Allah Almighty told him that after the demise of your father, you need not worry about everything. I am always with you. I will suffice for everything. And after that, Allah Almighty completely relieved him from all types of financial worries. And he was completely free from that. Rather, through his hand, the whole world was fed. And this is continuing. And after that, this revelation was repeated several times after that. And in that, it was not only related with the financial help, but every effort, every attack of the enemies, every effort that was made, every attempt that was made, Allah Almighty always protected him, and he was all the time sufficient to protect him. Sometime it happened that immediate revenge was taken from the enemies, and they became the recipient of this wrath of God, which Allah Almighty has decreed for them. The life of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is full with the examples of such divine help. As Allah Almighty, was sufficient for his master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and always protected him. Similarly, because of his complete obedience, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he was attacked, whenever he was dragged in the courts, or any other various attempts were made against him, Allah Almighty always also protected him. The opponents, they reported to the governments against him, so much so that the officers and the police people, they came to search his house. But Allah Almighty always showed the proof that he is kafi and he is sufficient for his help. And in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has mentioned to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has said that you go on doing your duty and performing your duty, and let these opponents continue in their mocking. Inna kafana kal mustazeen. Certainly we are going to suffice against these against those who mock at you. And the whole world was witness how Allah Almighty took the revenge these people and gave a victory to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This statement of Allah Almighty to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you declare the fattabiuni yuhibbukumullah, that you follow me, then Allah Almighty will love you. And the greatest and the highest standard of obedience was set by the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is why he was also given that status, which to bring the whole world at one religion, that great status was given to him. And that was because of the obedience and the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah Almighty also showed his love to him. And because of that, some of the verses or some parts of that, they were revealed upon the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, as I have already mentioned. Inna kafainaka al-mustahzi'een, that we are going to suffice against those people who mock at you, that is also a part of his revelation. And on several occasions, Allah Almighty, he supported him, and he always put the enemies to shame by showing his divine help in the favor of the promised Messiah. And these people had to face shame on several occasions. But when their standards, they change and they become too much going in audacity, then these people do not accept that and do not realize. There were occasions when these people with their long flowing robes, they were disgraced. And those who considered themselves as very great and honorable, when they came in opposition to the promised Messiah, they were disgraced and humiliated. Maulvi Muhammad Hussain Batalvi, there is an incident about him. When he saw the promised Messiah sitting in the chair, he also asked for a chair, and the judge scolded him and snubbed him. And there was, when he was going to sit on another chair outside the court, then the peon and the guardian who was there, he did not allow him to sit even on that chair. So these are the examples are there, but if only a person is wise enough to understand that. So there are quite a few examples of that which happened, but the time is not to go into that detail. Today, the opponents who are after not believing the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, the objective which they want to achieve, they are not going to achieve that, and they are never ever going to achieve that objective. And his being truthful, and the proof of the truth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are witnessing every day. So this is the proof of Allah Almighty being sufficient at all time. This is one way in which Allah Almighty shows that. And this type of examples and spectacles are shown to us, and manifestations are shown to us of Allah Almighty being sufficient for all the needs. And these examples, when we see, then every Ahmadi should ponder over those things, and every Ahmadi should go on increasing their faith, and they should not take it lightly. And then they should be very grateful to Allah Almighty. And they should try to become counted among those people who are very grateful to Allah Almighty, and for whom Allah Almighty is always sufficient for all their needs. And this will be only in that place when we follow the paths of righteousness and we follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the true way, and the one who is the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obedient servant, the promised Messiah, then we will be having close attachment with him. And by the grace of Allah, we are the people who are seeing the fulfillment of these divine promises every day. Today we are the people who have the relationship of devotion and obedience and loyalty with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these opponents of us, they are alleging and they are putting blames upon us, whatever effort they may make. But Allah Almighty, as it were, he was sufficient for us before, he would be very sufficient for us even today. These bad ulama and those people who are following them, but those so-called educated people who are sitting at the chair of justice, seat of justice, they are trying to harm the followers of the promised Messiah. In their own intention, they want to do it. A recent incident is there. I would like to relate that. Some Ahmadis, for some time, there was a case against them in Nankana. And the case was that the mullahs, they put a poster and they said that some Ahmadis, they tore it away, while the fact was that it was totally baseless allegation and there was no fact in it, no truth in it. And even if people call names in front of us, we always show the patience and steadfastness. So, and this is what the promised Messiah has taught us. So, but they allege totally wrongly that some Ahmadi has torn that poster. And we never ever try to take the revenge. If they have any iota of wisdom, then they should have seen that. That Allah Almighty has always been taking revenge from those people who want to harm the promised Messiah, the followers of the promised Messiah. So it was taken to the court, then from smaller court it was rejected, then the Rana Zahid Mahmood Sahib is the judge in the Supreme Court, then he, in order to please the people, that was highly unjust. And he says that these such type of criminals, they do not have any right of support who show make any wrong statement against the greater respectable personalities. And the greatest personality according to Ahmadis is the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we cannot even think of doing any disgrace of that one. We are even the servant of his servant. And we are not among those people who would say anything against that. But this judge, he said like this, according to his judge, if the mullahs of today are respectable people, then we do not say anything against them. But these are the people who are just worldly people, mean people. We are not only those people who are even to praise these people. We are always going to praise the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and those people who follow him and love him. So this is the one example of the court today. And it's not only today, but for some time this has been the attitude and the state of these courts in Pakistan. And so we are always supplicating to Allah Almighty. We always beg from Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty is always sufficient for us. But these people, they are definitely going to be punished, and they are actually being punished, but they do not realize. So Allah Almighty says, who could be more unjust, who declares a person from God as a false person? So the people on the helm of affair in Pakistan, I tell them that they should take some lesson from it. And the indications of that wrath of Allah Almighty are already evident and visible. And the only thing remains for them is to repent to God Allah Almighty. And if you are alleging us and putting blame on us, if there is any mayor, if there is anything to find out the real state of the hearts, but there is no such mayor, but actually our hearts are filled. There is a big ocean actually in full commotion in our hearts. For the love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our hearts are filled with that one. I say to the people in Pakistan that these so-called and selfish and the people who are after money, do not follow these so-called mullahs and do not spoil this life and the life to come. And instead of inviting the wrath of Allah Almighty, come into the protection of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty always keep Ahmadis in his protection, and also protect us from the harm coming from these people. After every some time, there are the mullahs who are inciting the people. There is always some martyrdom of an Ahmadi. And this is also because of that very unjust law which has been made by the government of Pakistan. And because of this law, actually this is the cause of all lawlessness in the country. And there is no rule of law in Pakistan at this time. Today, I am also going to relate a sad news that one Ahmadi, Saeed Ahmad Sahib, he was son of Chaudhry Ghulam Qadir Atwal. He was in Kotri. He was martyred there. He has been martyred in Kotri at 9 o'clock at night time after closing his shop when he was going. When he was just about to enter his house, somebody put a gun on his temple and fired, and he died instantly. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. He was very devout person, looking after the mankind and helping them. Whenever he came to know about somebody in need, he was always there to help. Very devout person, very hard working. He would do every type of duty. He was very hospitable. He was very calm and polite and gentle person. He never ever used his foul language. He was always, he kept quiet against all these things. He has left behind 2 sons and 2 daughters. May Allah elevate his ranks in paradise and give comfort and solace to the bereaved family. And after the prayer, I am going to lead Mukarram Rana Muhammad Khan Sahib, who was Amir of Bahawal Nagar district for a long time. He passed away on 21st of January. For more than 40 years, he served as the Amir of Zila Bahawal Nagar. He was director of Fazle Umar Foundation. In various committees in Markaz, he used to serve as member. He was very pious, devoted person, and very loyal. He was a great attachment with the Khilafat he had. And he had a very good reputation among Ahmadis and non-Ahmadis. And after the migration, he used to come for Jalsa every year. For the last 2 years, he has not been coming. And he has been writing to me in a very emotional way that he was feeling very restless. Allah Almighty raised his standard. His wife, 3 sons and 2 daughters, Rana Nadeem Ahmad Khalid, one of his sons, is Kampala Secondary School. He's a principal, serving there as a principal. Allah Almighty enabled them to follow in the footsteps of their father.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ يَذْكُرْكُمْ وَادْعُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ